You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, April 6th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about Palantir's plan to decipher the mysteries of long COVID. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. At least 65 million people are still suffering from long COVID, the mysterious cocktail of symptoms that persist in some patients more than 12 weeks after an initial infection. Researchers are still working to understand this illness, but it's been slow progress so far. This is because long COVID is not just a medical problem. It's also a data problem, says Indra Joshi, Director of Health Research and Artificial Intelligence at Palantir, which specializes in analyzing big data. Before the pandemic, U.S. hospitals kept their data to themselves, Joshi told Wired Health this March, making it difficult for policymakers and researchers to identify patterns of disease occurring across the country. That's why Palantir worked with the U.S. Medical Research Agency, the National Institutes of Health, to create what Joshi describes as one of the largest collections of COVID-19 health records in the world. The National COVID Cohort Collaborative, aka N3C, is essentially a giant collaborative database enabling clinicians and researchers to study the de-identified data of people suffering from COVID-19 or related conditions. If you're diagnosed with COVID now, your data goes into this enclave, says Joshi, explaining that N3C now includes 2.1 billion clinical observations. The data enclave also encourages clinicians to enter data in a standardized format, making it easy for their insights to be compared with data collected from other U.S. hospitals. By harmonizing this data, the N3C acts as a collaborative pool of information that researchers can dip into to try to find consensus on the ongoing mysteries of long COVID. What exactly are the symptoms? What treatments are people receiving? And how are they responding to those treatments? Already, the N3C data has helped better define the symptoms that make up long COVID. It has also revealed that Black and Hispanic Americans, in comparison to white patients, appear to experience more symptoms and health problems related to long COVID, but are less likely to be diagnosed. By collating that information and by allowing lots of different researchers to work on that information, you enable much more research to be done and much more to be published, says Joshi. We've now learned a lot more about the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, how it's way too easy to get Google's Bard chatbot to lie. Checking in on Wired Science, it's the Little Bang helping physicists study the infant universe. And on Wired Security, how ChatGPT has a big privacy problem. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.